we go.
God.
Every praise. families and friends, thank God to each and every one of you. Every praise goes unto our Lord. I'm telling you, don't allow things in your life or situations in your life get you to the point to where you just can't give some praises or give some thanks unto the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, you don't want to get into that place. You don't want to get into that that area of that space. Amen. Because you want every praises to be unto the Lord. Amen. I tell you what, just go ahead and take a few minutes, my God, that many of you that is listening all over the world under one breath, one sound, amen, in the spirit, you just go ahead and give the Lord praises. It's not about what it looks like. It's not about your situation. It's not about what you don't have. It's not about anything else. But what it's about, amen, you just giving thanks unto the Lord. Amen. I dare somebody, my God, this morning, go ahead and allow your praise to prophesize to where you're going. Allow your praise to bring in increases. I dare you to allow your praises, amen, to make the enemy to understand that you are not thrown in a tower this time. You are not giving up this time. You might did it last time or last season, but in this season, amen, you done made up in your mind, amen, that it will not happen, amen. Is there anybody this morning just done made up in their mind that saying to the enemy that, you know what, it will not happen. I'm going to give God praises no matter what. I'm going to praise him in spite of. Amen. How many of you know that throwback cliche that we usually say, amen, praise God in spite of? Let's go ahead and praise God in spite of. Amen. In spite of what you're going through. Can I give you a little secret? Amen. You want God to come into your situation right now to fit some things or things go ahead and get made in order according to his plan for your life. I tell you a little secret right now. Don't you give the problem the victory. Don't you give the situation the victory. You want to give the Lord the victory. So take, my God Almighty, take the power out of the situation by not acknowledging it. But you give the power unto the Lord. Amen. And guess what? That makes you powerful to deal with anything that comes in your life. Come on, somebody. That was a sermon all by itself. Amen. I just want to thank God once again, and we just lift him up and we give him praises. Amen. I just thank God for our international listeners and partners all over the world. Thank God for our United Kingdom giving them the praises. Thank God for South Africa for checking in and you giving God the praise as well. We thank God for Australia. What's up? You're giving God the praise. And my brothers and sisters from another mama, them, all them over there, my God Almighty, in Norway, been following us for a good five or 6 years now. We thank God for you for giving God the praise, my God. Let everyone that has breath, amen, come on, somebody, and praises who? Praise the Lord, amen. So we just thank you all for once again for tuning in, amen, for the broadcast this morning. And I'm pretty sure that it's going to be something that has been said, something that is told to you, something that is going to get poured out to you, amen, that's going to cause a blessing to come into your life, amen. I just need the ones going to come on this morning, press one, amen. Go ahead and press one, Mother Helen, Mother, my God, oh gee, amen. We need you all to press one, prayers, press one, everyone press one, amen, but we're going to go ahead and move on. You know, one day, first lady, I think we're going to get to the place where pastor ain't going to have to say press one. Amen. Everybody already ready. I know you're ready. Amen. But we just thank God that we have the victory. Amen. And the victory lies inside of you. Amen. God is good and his mercy endures forever. Y'all don't get me to cut a rug a little bit. Amen. I go cut the rug, throw it out the door, try to find it a minute back together or something, because when I think of the goodness, my God, can I get a little old school for a second? When I think of the goodness and all that he done for me, and you know what I found out, First Lady? Not only in this season, it's not only what he done for me or what he done for us, but even individuals that decided that I want to connect with pastor, I want him to be in our circle, I want them to be in our circle. And not only that, it's an overflow that goes on. I want to prophesy to somebody before our mother come up and give us our welcome. Amen. I want to prophesy to somebody. See, you come in, I prophesy that you stop looking at the season that you walking in, because the season that you walking in is the season that is due to you, the season that you earn, the season that you already walked through. You don't went through the hell and high water. That was your season. But I want you to go and look at the season that the overflow coming off your life. So, other words, everybody that comes in your space, the side to hang with you, to chill with you, it's going to be an overflow that's going to fall on them. They ain't going to realize, my God, this is the most money that I'm ever making. Amen. Finance is coming in. Guess what? And I still don't have the same job or the same 9-to-5 like I used to, but somehow finances is greater. Joy is greater. I can see my life. I can see my hope, because they connected to somebody that got the overflow. Maybe that somebody is you. Don't get me started. God bless your mother, Helen. We're going to bring in for the welcome. We just thank God for you. Amen. God bless your mother, Helen.
God bless you too, Apostle. Good morning, everyone under the sound of my voice. I welcome our international visitors, the United States of America, our local listeners. We welcome you. And as I always say, sit back, get up, however you do it, and sit back and relax and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. Again, I say, you are so very welcome. Back into your hands, Apostle. God bless you.
God bless your mother, and thank you. I'm telling you, you all, it's your season. It's not your season, what I'm talking about, because you're already leaving in that season that God's doing exceedingly above all. You're already leaving in that season that God is taking care of your every need. You're already leaving in that season, my God, not only he's taking care of, but he's supplying your every need. You're already living in that season, amen, that things, my God, that was made crooked, God is putting things straight. You already living in that season when I'm not talking about tomorrow, yesterday. I'm not talking about some time ago or when it's going to come to you, but I'm talking about you're living in that season when right now. Come on, somebody. So now you need to experience the overflow. That overflow saying, you know what? I got more than enough. That overflow saying, I'm not going to run out anytime soon. That overflow saying that my cup is running over and I'm not worrying about a half full cup. I'm not worrying about if I could pour out a little bit, I'm not going to have nothing else. That overflow represent a surplus blessing. That overflow represent residual blessing. Y'all better come on up in here. That overflow represent, you know what? I'm not going to lose my mind no more. I'm not going to quit no more. I'm not throwing in a towel no more. I'm not going to look defeated no more. I'm not going to give up no more. Because why? That overflow is in my life. And guess what? It get contagious, because that overflow is a representation that at the end of the day, it has the capacity to touch somebody else. It has the capacity, because why? Overflow is not in a place of a box. You cannot conceal it. You cannot, my God, contain it. It's coming out. It's oozing out. Is there anybody this morning, my God Almighty, for I feel this thing. Is there anybody this morning and say, Pastor, I can feel it oozing out of me. It's starting to ooze out of me. I'm starting to get nervous. My identity is starting to lose. I'm starting to lose my identity, who I really am, and it's not for the bad this time, Pastor, but it's for the good. I'm losing my identity because overflow oozing out of me. Overflow of joy. Overflow of peace. Overflow of happiness. It's running out of me. Matter of fact, when I used to be broke, now it's overflow of finances. It's just oozing out of me. It's running out of me, and it seems like somehow when those want to connect to me, want to be friends, want to just holler at me, somehow they don't understand. I'm just getting blessed. Things just happening. I don't know what's going on. Child, this happening. That all I can say, God is good. You right, daughter. God is good. For allowing you to be in contact, connected in contact with some blessed folks. Amen. Come on, somebody. Y'all better help me here. I ain't the speaker for the hour, but y'all know how I get going. Amen. Because God is good and his mercy endures forever. Let's go ahead and bring on my God Almighty, Sister Shaquita, for the prayer. God bless you.
God bless you too, Apostle, and God bless you, saints, for tuning in with us on this blessed Sunday morning. We thank you, God, as we praise you and honor you for your ways are righteous and true, oh God. We give you worship, for you are holy and just, and we declare that your love stands firm forever, God, and your love is righteousness endures, oh God. As I decrease in me, increase in you, oh God. Shine your light in us, oh God. Through us, oh God, and around us, oh God. Help us to never to take for granted, God, this gift that you've given us of love, oh God, that you offered on your behalf, oh God, on our behalf, oh God. Help us to be reminded, oh God, of the love of all costs, oh God. Help us, oh God, forgive us, oh God, for being two beings, oh God, or distracted by other things, oh God. Not fully recognizing, God, the truth of that which you've given us, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. And all things that, God, you've given us, oh God, we've done for us, oh God. Help us to cease driving, oh God. We choose to press to in close on you for God today, oh God, to keep you first in our heart, oh God, and lives, oh God. May we walk in you, oh God, in your wisdom, oh God, and your purpose, oh God. May we stay true and strong in God, true in you, oh God. We pray for your protection over our lives, our family, and our beliefs, oh God. We ask you for your hand to cover us, God, to keep us distant from the evil intent of our enemies, oh God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you will be a barrier over us, oh God, that you will find refuge in you, that we will find refuge in you, oh God. We pray that you will forgive us for our discernment, and oh God, we pray that you will give us discernment, God, insight and beyond our years, oh God, we pray, oh God. We thank you, God, for this gift, oh God. We thank you, God, for all the things that you, God, you've given us, oh God. You shine your light through us, oh God. May we make a difference in the world, oh God, for your glory, so that your purpose shine through us, God, that your purpose will stand, oh God. Set your ways, oh God, before us, oh God. May our plans, oh God, make it clear, oh God. May your plans, oh God, plans succeed, oh God. May we reflect your peace and hope to the world, God, that we are desperately need your presence, oh God, and your healing, oh God. We praise you, oh God, for all the things that you're doing on us, oh God. We thank you, God, for everything that you're doing, oh God. May that your power reign supreme in our life, oh God. Oh, God, thank you, God. Oh, come, God, let us worship and know, God. Let us know, God. Let us know, God, that who you are, God. We bow down for you, oh, God, and let us kneel before you, oh, Lord, and let you know that you are the maker, oh, God. We give you all things, oh, God, and as the word comes forth, oh, God, help the men and women of the cloth, oh, God, to give you a strong word. Give us a strong word, oh, God, to let me forth over the week, oh, God, because it's been a week, oh, God, a trying week, oh, God, but we're here, God. We came here to God to fellowship in you, oh, God. We thank you, God, for your mercy, oh God, your honor, you true, your God, your powerful God, your peace, God, your joy, your love, God, your honor, God. We love you, God, for this, oh God. Man, we would not forget, God, who you are, God, and the love that you've given us, oh God. We thank you for this, oh God. We thank you for your salvation, God, that you've given us. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for all things, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ, God. We give you praise, God. Hallelujah, God, is in you, God. We praise you every day, oh God. You are the Most High. We give you praise, honors to you, oh God. We give you love, God, and mercy and joy forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Amen. We just thank God for that prayer. I'm telling you, amen, how many of you are geared up? How many of you are walking into your blessing, just giving God a praise? Amen. I just want to thank many of you and send many of you a shout-out that is still praying. I want to send you many of you a shout-out that still got a prayer in your spirit. Amen. A prayer going on in your sanctified soul. Why? Because there's so many don't got caught up in the issues of life and the issues, my God, that things that is happen around them to where the prayer is starting to drop. Their prayer is decreasing. But I want to send a shout out to many folks, amen, that is out there still on the wall interceding, giving God the praise, amen. I want to give a prayer. Most of all, I want to go ahead and, my God, send another shout out to the overflow folks, amen, who in the overflow balcony, amen, the overflow balcony. I want to send a shout out. See, you thought that was a bad seed, amen. Some of you thought that was a bad seed, just sitting in the overflow area, in the overflow balcony, amen, and you watching the show from the overflow. Baby, that means you have a capacity, amen, to have more, amen. I just want to send a shout out to these folks, amen. That means, amen, you no longer concerned about your needs. You no longer concerned about your wounds. You no longer concerned about the things that you used to be concerned about. That means, amen, that you have enough, amen, that is flowing out of you to where it's ready to touch somebody else, amen. Guess what? I just love it, because at the end of the day, when you walk into your overflow, and I prophesy that many of you get to that point, that means you able to dictate to the situation. situation. The situation no longer dictate to you. Amen. That means, amen, that I control the issue. The issue don't control me. So you get controlled by the issue when your cup is not all the way full. When your cup is low, that means you have to manage the issue. You got to control the issue. It's a very thin line, because the issue is any time or any moment or any emotion that is flared up, it could begin to overtake you. But let me tell y'all something. When you don't sit by the wayside long enough, when you don't been kicked down long enough, when you don't been walked over long enough, when you don't been broke long enough, if anybody this morning ever experienced you coming home from a hard day's work, your lights turned off, your water is shut off, you got an eviction notice on your door, you trying to figure out how you're going to pay your rent, you know the light bills is due and everything that's got going on, you know finances are not coming in good enough, your health starting to act up, your mind is starting to go crazy, children's going all wild, you done made it through that, you know you didn't have the capacity to pour into somebody else. But how many of you say, you know what, Pastor, I don't weather through the storm, I don't weather through the valley, I don't weather through this. Hey, my goodness, I feel like a praise, amen. Can somebody give God a praise that you're saying, you know what, I don't weather through the storm, I don't weather. My God, I was broke, busting, and disgusted, but somehow my finances done came up. My jaw was down because I don't allow somebody to come in my life to hurt me, or walked over me, gave the wrong person, my God, my hood, my heart. But I thank God for Pastor on last week when he went to breaking down love and identifying, my God, the pain. My God Almighty. Now I don't have bitterness in my heart like Tina Turner had and make a song out and say, what's love got to do with it? Now I understand that love has a lot to do with it, but it's my wisdom how I apply the love to every situation. Can somebody just take a 30 seconds, amen, and just go ahead and just thank God? I just want to let you know, not only that, you are so, go ahead and pray. Let me stop. Many of you ain't trying to, y'all ain't trying to give God a praise, man, God. Y'all ain't trying to thank him. Many of you still crying over your spilled milk. You still crying over what you don't have. You still worrying about what somebody else saying. You still worrying about what is broken last week. You still worrying about that I don't got no more peace. You still worrying about, God, I still fast and I'm still not seeing no increase. You still worrying about the naysayers. You still worrying about who lying on you. You still worrying about who talking about you. But I want to talk to them folks, my God Almighty, done been through enough and say enough is enough. I'm not going to allow you to dictate my blessing, dictate my praise. All I can do is just give the praises. Is there anybody this morning? I just feel like just having a 30-second praise or something. Is there anybody this morning say, you know what, Pastor? I really came in the revelation, found out what my old Baptist pastors and preachers and mothers were singing when they were saying that I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I don't walk like I used to walk, because my walk back then was a walk trying to please people. My walk back then was a walk, my God Almighty, low self-esteem. My walk was a walk of rejection. My walk was a walk of doubt. My walk was a walk of fear. But when I become a soldier in the army of the Lord, that means I don't got some battle scars. I don't got some stripes. That means I earned the rank and I earned the title that I am a natural born warrior. Is there any natural born warriors on this line this morning? Say, you know what? I used to walk with depression, but I don't whoop that depression. I used to walk with lack. I don't whoop that lack. I used to care about what anybody say, what folks used to say. But guess what, Pastor? I whoop that. If that's you, I tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and give you your own 30-second praise. Go
If you want your body here,
tell him what you want.
Whoa, if you want your
I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that you will never look down on yourself. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus. You are not going to allow people to dictate to you your outcome. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that you are not going to allow your mind, even your own mindset, to fill you with doubt, fill the impossible, because my God could do, my God Almighty, the impossible. I just want to fill your mind for your cup. I prophesize this morning that your cup is going to run over. It's not going to wait till we get off this line, that you finna run. Holy Ghost, I prophesize and I command you in the name of Jesus, under the authorization and the authority of the rank in the spirit, that your Father, the God of our Creator, done gave me. I prophesy that you go around to everyone that is listening this morning in their house and pour their cup. Have they cup? Allow them to experience what I'm talking about. Allow them feel it, what I'm talking about. They don't have to be in the front of the apostle to feel the anointing. They don't have to be in a sanctuary to feel the overflow. They don't have to be somewhere to feel your presence. Somebody just say, let's go ahead and okay, y'all, we done. Somebody probably be tired. Just now they saying, Pastor, you know what? I don't work all day. I don't work all week. I don't put any on. I'm just so tired right now, Pastor. I'm just tired. I gave him the praise, my God, when you first started out, because I feel it. But right now, I'm just so tired. Baby, what you mean you're tired that you're praising God? My God, you should be tired of your negative situations. You should be tired of lack. You should be tired of negative people. You should be tired of being backstabbed. You should be tired of being, my God, lied on. You should be tired of the affirmities. You should be tired of, my God, a poverty mindset. You should be tired of, my God Almighty, of being persecuted. You should be tired of, my God, of being defeated. You should be tired of worryation. You should be tired of stress. You should be tired of, my God, having sleepless nights because you don't know how things is going to pan out. You should be tired of, my God Almighty, of not trying to have increase in your life. You should be tired of, my God, prosperity is not trying to hug you. You should be tired of being tired. You should be tired of not being happy. You should be tired of that. And you mean to tell me we can't give God a 2 or 3 minute praise in this segment? I just want to talk to somebody. Say, Pastor, you know what? I can't have my focus on them folks no more. You go ahead and talk to me. Talk to me. If I'm talking to you, my God Almighty, in Canada, is we talking to you in Mexico, South Africa? Is we talking to you in Egypt? If we talking to you in Jamaica? If we talking to you in Fiji, Norway? If we talking to you in Asia? If I'm talking to you, I tell you what, you go ahead and give God a 15-second praise on
you. Yeah. That's what you want. Whoa, if you want your body here.
Tell him what you want. Oh. Call him a friend. Tell him what you want.
Oh.
Refreshing to everyone that is listening on the sound of my voice. I speak a refreshing to your spirit. You've been pressing, you've been pushing, you've been going, you've been in the boxing ring with the enemy to let the enemy know that this time I'm going to stand and I'm going to resist you. I speak a refreshing in the name of Jesus. I speak a refreshing to your mind. I speak a refreshing to your body. I speak a refreshing to the businessman. I speak a refreshing to the mother is caring for the seed. My God Almighty, picking up the pieces in a home. I speak a refreshing to the father, amen, that is trying to cover up the slack, pick up the slack.
back. Pick up the weight. I speak a refreshing to you in the name of Jesus. I speak a refreshing to the mothers. I speak a refreshing to the brothers. I speak a refreshing to the sister. Come on, somebody. Matter of fact, where my good old folks at? Amen. I want to talk to you for a second. I speak a refreshing to your mama, Nim. I speak a refreshing to your auntie, Nim. I speak a refreshing to grandma, Nim. I speak a refreshing to cuz. I speak a refreshing to bro. I speak a refreshing to sister. I speak a refreshing to pork chop or Junebug, whatever you want to call her. I speak a refreshing to shoot them off. I don't know their name, but I speak refreshing in the name of Jesus. If that's you, you go ahead and refresh and give glory.
I'm so happy when I think about the Lord. That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what he said.
And I declare and decree, this is my last one, y'all. I got to go. I just feel like, my God, see, listen, I have no plans on doing this here. But this is my last one. I want to pour into somebody and say, you know what, Pastor? My cup is just about there and it's going to get ready to run over because I learned my lesson. I've been in my last heartbreak. I've been in the last that I'm allowed somebody, amen, to manipulate me, to use me. I just want to point to somebody. Baby, all you got to do is do right here. I'm going to just tell you one thing that you need to do. One word. Give, my God, it might be a couple of words, but it's one word. It is called praise, amen. Give.
My soul get happy. My soul get happy. My soul get happy. That's what it's done. That's what it's done. One more time.
I hear the Holy Ghost. Listen to this, y'all. I hear the Holy Ghost. My God, the Holy Ghost is so fired up right now. I hear the Holy Ghost even talking in the background. My God, talking in the background on me. And he began to prophesy. He began to speak. He said, I rebuke every warfare that try to come up against individual. I don't know. My God, I felt him. Don't slap me on the back of my neck. Some of you been having some peculiar warfare that has been going on in your minds, been going on in your body, been going on around you. The Holy Ghost, my God, is personally. He didn't even tell me to say it, but the Holy Ghost is already interceding for your behalf. The Holy Ghost is saying that he rebuked the warfare, my God, that is not fair. The enemy is trying to fight a dirty battle with you, and the enemy is trying, my God almighty, to make you lose your mind, to make you feel like you're finna lose everything, to make you feel like things is going to get thrown up. But can I tell you, can I tell somebody in my preacher voice that if I was in my own sanctuary, can I tell somebody, my God almighty, that God begin to reveal it? Because now, my God, it's just like on a football game. It's finna be an interception, finna get ready to happen in the spirit. Somebody finna get ready to be flipped up, turned around, because you ain't throwing the towel. You didn't give up. You didn't walk away. You didn't throw away your dream. I just want to tell somebody that it's going to be an interception in the spirit, and no longer the enemy finna get any more yards on you. No longer the enemy finna make plays on you. No longer the enemy finna keep on pushing you. I feel like it's going to be a turnaround. So now the Holy Ghost says, since he want to fight fair, he just don't know. We the one that created the rules to the fight game. We the one that created the sport. The Bible tells you when the enemy, my God, when the things are, when the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violence take it by force, my God, this is my last praise, y'all. I'm finna go. Somebody go ahead and praise them.
Need your soul, save.
y'all. I'm out of here. Pastor out of here. Pastor finna get ready to make an exit. Amen. Because I'm telling you right now, God has been good. I just want to let you know, don't you throw in that towel. Don't you give up. Don't you give up. Don't you throw in that towel. Amen. I just want to let you know, don't you throw in that towel and don't you give up. Because at the end of the day, it's not in you. At the end of the day, my God, God is more than a conqueror. And he could conquer anything that in your life. But you don't need to throw in that towel. Focus on, my God, no longer you're going to focus on what's in your cup. Because you're too busy, my God, trying to contain that is overflow. Amen. The Bible declares, amen, that God said, I will pour you out blessings that you don't have room enough to receive. That's the overflow. But I declare and decree that you're going to become a construction worker. And you're going to become an individual that begins to design blueprints in the spirit. And you're going to begin to, my God, design, my God, my holding tanks that are going to begin to hold the different things that God is pouring into your life. Amen. Because no longer you're going to begin to give that which is holy unto the dogs, which is holy unto the swine. No longer you're going to take your heart on, regardless if it is an overflow, given to folks that doesn't deserve it. You're going to hold on to the right for one that comes into your life. Come on, somebody. Amen. Let them call you stuck up. Let them call you got a problem. Trust me, go in the club. Stick with me, brother and sister. You'll have your name mounted on somebody's wall, and they got every name to call you in the book. But guess what? They don't make me. God make me. They don't make you. God make you. And guess what? I'm glad that they words don't form you. It's the words that God speak over me. It's the words that I speak over myself. And I tell you to choose life and stop choosing death, my God, in your situation. Speak life in your situation. Be encouraged in your situation. Because the Bible declares that God is not a man that he shall not lie, nor the son of man that he shall not repent. And I'm telling you, I am a living witness. When you live your best life for the Lord, there's no way that he's going to let you fail. There's no way that he's going to let you be defeated. It is impossible that that will happen. My God, I got to move on, First Lady. I feel it. My God, I felt that for somebody, amen, to have a life-changing word. Listen, y'all. My God, I'm finna go ahead and move on. I'm gonna get ready to go ahead and turn this on over, my God, to our own evangelist Nita. God bless you. I'm getting off this air and going to jump in a tub of ice cold water. God to mighty knows. Lord have mercy, amen. God bless you, evangelist Nita. We're over to you, daughter. Over to you.
God bless you, Apostle, First Lady, everybody under the sound of my voice. Let me tell you, I'm on fire just like Apostle Temple. I want to tell somebody, don't you give up. Continue to hold on to God, unchanging hands, because a change is coming. Everything he was prophesying to, I was receiving. If you're looking at the text, I'm running. I caught the interception, and I'm running with it because I'm ready. I'm willing and I'm ready to receive what God has for me. And I pray that you are not sitting back and thinking you're stuck up and thinking that you can't get this and you can't get that because you ain't got it yet. I want you to continue to press on. Don't you grow weary. Don't you faint. You continue to soar like an eagle because God has something. A change is coming in your life, my life, and everybody who is in a place to receive the change that God has for. I'm not sitting here just backing the Apostle Temple up. I feel it in my spirit. Every time the song came on, I'm dancing, I'm shouting, I'm praising the Lord, because you know what? I know that praise confuses the enemy. I know that praise changes the atmosphere. I know that that praise does wonderful and miraculous things. So I want to sit and tell you today, get yourself up. Don't you slumber. Don't you sleep. Get up. Start stomping on the heads of your enemies and letting them know that they have been evicted. As a matter of fact, get up in your dwelling place, wherever your dwelling place is. If it's in your heart, if it's in your mind, if in a physical building, get up, open the doors to your heart, open the doors to your mind, open the doors to your car, your your job and start sending them diabolical spirits that's keeping you in a state of depression, that's keeping you in a state where you feel like you can't do nothing and you can't do no better. Let it go, because a change is coming. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Holy Spirit, God is a man, is not a man, therefore he shall not lie. Keep your mind in your heart and hear the word that God is telling you. He's not just saying it just to put it out there into the atmosphere. He's putting it in the atmosphere so you can receive it, so you can obtain it, so you can apply it into your life. I'm here to tell you God is a good God. I'm here to tell you you might be on your bed of affliction one day, but when you sit and you turn it all over to God, God will sit and make a change. God is doing a newness. And it's time for you and I to believe it and to receive it. So as Jesus is on the main line today, start preparing your list. Start preparing your list and let God know exactly what it is that you want. So I want to sit and say the prophecies that came forth, I decree and declare that you all will receive them in the name of Jesus. I saw your sister Kenyatta. I saw your sister Tammy. I saw your minister Jatika. Y'all receiving what God has for you. I'm telling everybody else, y'all better get on the train, get on that football field and start catching some of them balls. And once you get them, start running with them. Don't you lay down. Don't you get tired. We have water breaks. We have Gatorade. You better get yourself together and move on. Keep pushing on. Keep pressing on and pushing on. In the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, Apostle Temple, for setting the atmosphere, because God knows we needed to hear that. I know that I needed to hear it. You know, in my transparency, I have nothing to hide because God sees it all. He knows it all. But I'm just pressing on for him for the change to come forth. And I'm trusting and believing that it's coming forth sooner than later. In the name of Jesus. So on today, I'm not going to be before you long because Apostle Temple has said a rhema word in himself. But I want to briefly talk to you about Jacob. That this Jacob fits right into what Apostle Temple said. As you all know the story of Jacob, Jacob was a deceiver. He was a trickster. He was a con artist. He tricked his brother out of his birthright. He tricked his brother out of his blessings. But one thing about it, Jacob had to come to the grip. Jacob had to come to the grip that he had to learn who God was. He had to make God his number one priority. And that's what you and I need to do on this day and time. Once Jacob realized who he was and he got into an entanglement. And that's the name of my sermon today. The entanglement. The scriptures that I will be coming from, the main topic is scripture 32, verse 28, coming out of the NIV. Then the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God, with humans, and have overcome. I'm going to say that again. Because you have struggled with God and with humans, and you have overcome. If I may submit my first point, you reap what you sow. Jacob had to reap what he sowed. Scripture says in Galatians 6:7, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that he will also reap. This is applicable to everyone, and definitely it was applicable to Jacob. Jacob was no exception. We see that Jacob planted bad seeds, and those bad seeds brought her into unpleasant crops. God had already determined. This is the thing. See, we get beside, but we get ahead of ourselves because we don't like to wait on God, or maybe it's the question is, maybe we don't truly know him. Maybe we go ahead of him because we don't know him, or we don't know who he is and who we are to him. So sometimes get ahead of him. Because see, scripture says in Genesis 25 that God had already determined that Jacob would rise higher than his elder brother Esau. But see, Esau, but Jacob chose not to let the prophecy fulfill. He took it upon himself to deal deceitfully. As we know in Genesis 12 that he scalped his brother Esau to sell his birthright. In 27, he steals the blessing. And this is where it takes me to my point where he reaps what he sows. He sowed, he deceived, he was deceitful, cunning, treacherous, whatever word you, a scammer, whatever word you want to call it, to the point that he had to be sent away. Although he received the blessings from his father, he had to be sent away because Esau had already stated, once my daddy die, I'm just putting it in simple plain, I'm in plain words for you all. Once daddy die, I'm going to kill him. The mother heard it. It wasn't no secret. So they sent them off to his uncle. Little did he know that he was going to meet his match, and his name was Laban. And Jacob was there for 20 years. And during those 20 years, what took place, God turned him into a servant. He became a servant to his uncle Laban because he fell in love with the uncle's daughter, Rachel. So he had to be there and became a servant and was deceived. He was tricked. He had to go through some different things. He had to know that the same thing that he had done to his brother was turned, that the time was turned on him. We have to remember that Isaac was old and his eyes was dim, so he couldn't see what Jacob was doing. He thought the daddy thought. Let me slow down because I'm just a little bit too excited about it. The father, their father, thought that when he was blessing Jacob, he was blessing the oldest son Esau. You have to remember his eyes were dim. He could not see. But it also, when you go further on, see, it's some little generational curses in there as well, because Jacob was so all into his son Joseph that Joseph's brothers and his siblings and everybody tried to go against him too. It was a lot of deception in that family. It was a lot of deception in the family. But one thing about God will sit and allow where he humbles us. He puts us in a place. Although Jacob did those different things and God blessed him, because on his way there, he was still so deceitful, he felt that if he was stuck in his own ways, he made a vow to God and basically told him, if you feed me, if you give me clothes, I will serve you. You will be my God. He was still in a place where he was trying to control things. That deceitfulness was still there. That trickery was still there. Even though this, I got a little ahead of myself. Prior to him going to his uncle, he was walking there and he went to sleep and he went on and he started talking to God and letting God know, if you give me bread, if you give me clothes, I will make you my God. He was still giving God conditions. He was giving God conditions. He was not sitting and saying, Father, I give myself to you. Lord, I repent of my sins. Lord, I've just scammed my brother out of his life blessings. Lord, I took his birthright away from him. No, Jacob was still in a place where he was arrogant. He was still in a place where he was prideful. He was in a place where he had no shame. He was still the dictator. He was his own provider. He was the person that continued to do things the way he chose to do it. Not knowing that now I'm to where we supposed to be. Not knowing that he was going to be played the same way. That's why I said the first thing, you reap what you sow. Now we to the place of humility. How many of us know situations that God will humble us? Humility brings on humbleness. So when Jacob was telling God what he was going to do, God, it wasn't for God to sit and say, no, Jacob, you don't need to say that. No, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do this. Because, see, God had already knew the plans. God knows us. He's Elohim. He's the creator. He knows everything that we had to go through. Even though the vow that Jacob made to God was a conditional vow, it was conditional. Jacob vowed that he would make God his God if he would keep him and give him bread and clothing. This continues to show his character, as I said, boastful, prideful. He even sees God as one who he can use to continue to be physically blessed. See, Jacob had stole physical blessings. The blessings that he stole, they were physical blessings, blessings that was going to be physical, blessings that would produce some things. It wasn't a silent blessing. It wasn't a blessing that was not going to be seen. It was a blessing that was coming with a mega manifestation. It was going to be seen all over the nation. And Jacob was still at a point, even though he had done the things, he was still at a point where he was boastful. But we as people, when we get caught up in situations and realize that there's no way out, how many of us start making conditional vows to God? How many of us get to the point and say, God, if you get me out of this situation, if you take me off my sick bed, Father God, if you win this court case, Father God, if you take me out of my place of poverty, Father God, I will follow you all the days of my life, not really knowing what you commit in yourself. Remember, there's power in death in the tongue. So I sit and say, Lord, have mercy. You have to get into a place. Don't get caught up and where you're at that moment. You got to look at the bigger picture. You got to be into a place where you realize who you are and who God is in your life. You cannot, and also remember that God will not be mocked. You can sit and tell God whatever you want to tell him, but God knows exactly who we are. As I stated, he is our creator. He knows everything. He knows our hearts. He knows our ability, but the beauty part of it is during your time of humility, during your time of humbleness, God meets us just where we at. God met Jacob where he was at. God met Jacob, the deceiver, the con artist, the thief, the backstabber, whatever you want to call him. He meets us, the cheater, the whore, the drug dealer, the deceiver, the backstabber, whatever you want to be called. He meets us where we're at, and he places us in a place of humbleness. Even though Jacob was cunning and conniving, he found his match. Even though you and I may have some situations and some circumstances that we have going on in our life, if we get into a place, as I stated earlier, you open your heart, you open your mind, you open up and you allow God to enter in. But first you submit yourself. You bring whatever the situation is and you submit it. Trust and believe God is going to meet you where you're at. Trust and believe God is going to humble you, because one thing about God, God cannot use you unless you're humbled. I'm going to say that again. God cannot. Apostle Temple has preached this over and over. One thing about Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is not going to come into a place to force itself into any place. It is a choice. You have a choice to pick Holy Spirit or stay there where you at with Satan or who, however. I can't tell nobody where they're at, but I'm going to tell you on this day and time. Sometimes, so I chose Holy Spirit, but sometimes we fall short of his glory. But one thing about God, God created us for his glory. So therefore, if he created us for his glory, that means that we have to set ourselves aside and sanctify ourselves, because he requires us to be holy. What did Apostle Temple say? To live a holy life without apology. This is where we need to be. And see, Jacob had to go through some things. I'm going back to Jacob. It took Jacob 20 years. and thinking that he was Esau on the night that on the seventh year when he had chosen Rachel as his wife, the father Laban, he brought Leah, and Jacob made it with her, and that became his wife. The deception still came on, but guess what? Jacob didn't give up. Jacob loved Rachel so much that he stayed another 7 years. But after he got to a place, after he realized that it is no longer about Jacob, but it's about my father, it's about me getting into a place where I had to enter into an intimate relationship. I had to get stripped butt naked. I had to have everything taken away from me. I had to have my mind changed. I had to go into a spiritual growth. That is when God decided that he would bless him. Jacob attributed the success of life to God, and he considered God to be, because what took place is once Jacob got to the place and he had obtained everything that he needed to obtain to go back to his homeland where he was, where he ran from because of his old ugly ways. See, Jacob had, during that 20 years, God had then shaped him, then molded him, and had then changed his mind. He had spiritually grown, and because of his spiritual growth, the things that Laban did to him, God allowed him to turn it back to him, and Jacob left the place wealthy. Jacob left the overflow, like Apostle Temple started talking about. The overflow was in place. And Jacob, and when Laban found out what was going on, he pursued Jacob. And as Jacob was there and he was being pursued, Jacob said a prayer. Jacob was telling God, and he said, he told God that basically it's Genesis 32:10. I am not worthy of the least of all mercies and of all the truth which you have shown your servant. What I love about Jacob's prayer, Jacob finally realized that he was not entitled to the mercies, loving kindness, faithfulness, and God continuously showed him. Even though he was not deserving or worthy, God still continued to be there. God still continued to work with him. God still, because he saw the change, see, in the still and in the book, God is still doing something in you. If you in a place of humility, if you in a place of humbleness, if you in a place to identify that I have faults, that I'm not always right, that I may sit and say things that's not of God, that I may have done things or did some things or said some things about people that's not true. I may have sat and took some things when I wasn't supposed to take them. See, during that time, those 20 years, God was doing a new thing in Jacob. God was doing a new thing. And see, because Jacob received what God was doing for him, Jacob ended up being rewarded in the end. But see, when Jacob got to that, to God, Jacob realized that God created him for his glory. And once we submit and develop a relationship with God, we realize that God is our source. See, Jacob didn't know that from the beginning. Jacob thought that his actions and the way that he acted was his source. He didn't realize that God was his source. That's why we have to humble ourselves and know that we are nothing apart from God. We have to realize that God is the source of all our blessings that we enjoy today, and recognize that we are completely dependent on God. Jacob was not dependent on God. Sometimes we get to the point that we are not dependent on God. It is very important for us to become humble and see how significant we are without the grace of and love of God. When you sit back and you see things not going your way, or you're not doing this, or you're not doing this, you might need to check yourself and say, God, did you lift your grace from me? Am I out of grace? Am I out of your mercy, Father God? Where is your love, Lord? I cannot feel it. See, you have to stay in a place where you know you feel his presence. That gets me to point three. You have to persevere. You have to persevere, endure to the very end. We know that Jacob, when you hear about Jacob, what's so popular is that he's known as the man that wrestled with God. I mean, the Bible says that a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. This, and that is in Genesis 32. And the man could have easily, I'm going to say this, the man, because we know that all things are everything is possible with God and everything is impossible. God can do whatever he want to do right then and there, and he can do the impossible as well. To show God wanted to test Jacob's faith. God, when we go through our trials and tribulations, when we go through our situation, God can end them very easily. He can end them very easily. But see, when you sit and you state the words, there you go, the power is in the depth, life and power is in the tongue. You sit and say, God, I trust you, but then you go and you do something else. God, I need you, but you go in and you do what you need to do instead of seeking ye first the kingdom of God and then sitting back and be quiet and hear what God has to say for you, to you. You continue to move on. But one thing we know is God was the only person that was able to give Jacob genuine blessings. Not the blessings that Jacob stole, not the blessings that he was deceitfully took. When Jacob sat there and he wrestled and he continued, and the man said, look, it's the breaking of the day. Let me go. Jacob said, no, I'm not going to let you go. And I'm paraphrasing this, until I receive my own blessings. I didn't stole everybody's blessings. I didn't did everything conniving. I was conniving. I was a cheater. I was a deceiver. I was a backstabber. But now I know you, God. Now I've been entangled with you. Now I have felt your presence. Now I am comfortable. I'm here. I don't want to leave, Father God. I'm going to stay here with you, Lord, until you bless me. And see what took place. The blessing came in. Jacob stayed there. He wrestled. And I want to tell you this. He wrestled so hard that the man touched his thigh, took the thigh out of place. So Jacob got up with a limp. Jacob still walked with a limp. But see, in that limp, you know that it had to be pain there. It had to be tears there. But through the pain, through the tears, through the agony, through him, they probably was hot, bothered, sweaty. I don't know what time of year it was, but all I know is that Jacob had got to the point that he recognized who he was. In that recognizing, he made a change in his life. That change took him to a place where he say, okay, Father, I'm ready. I'm ready to be entangled with you, Father God. I'm ready to feel your presence, Father God. I'm ready to have this intimate relationship with you, Father God. I'm ready for you to take me wherever I need to go. In the midst of this, Father God, I've repented from my sins, Father God. I've asked you for forgiveness, Father God. And now I am a new and changed man. How many people am I talking to today? How many people are in the place as Jacob was, are in a place right now where they're ready to know, they're ready to put five components that we learned over some time ago last year, and that's getting into an intimate relationship with God. And we know for one, and this is my conclusion, Apostle Temple, for one, there must be a connection. We must be able to connect with God. There, number two, knowing. There must be a knowing. Knowing and identifying who you are in God without a shadow of a doubt. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry can't come and tell you that you're this person, that person, or they got something to say that you're not in agreement with, but because you know who your father is, who our daddy is, who Abba is, whoever it is that you want to call him, they can't come back and tell you because you have that connection with him. You have that knowing with him. And number three, there's a feeling when two come together as one, feeling the presence of God. Jacob felt the presence of God. Jacob sat there. He was in an entanglement. He wrestled. He continued to wrestle. He wrestled throughout the night until daybreak continued. He didn't care. I will continue to move on until you bless me. And this is what came in with the feeling. Then it's number four, comfort. When you are in a place of peace, rest, when you are laying out and before God and do not want to leave. I don't know if Jacob wanted to leave or not, but I'm going to tell you this. Through my entanglement, when I'm into a place where I am laid before God, I don't want you bothering me. No phone, don't ring, don't touch me, don't say nothing. Because I realize at that time I'm on holy ground. I realize that at that time I'm laying on my father's bosom. I realize on that at that time that my father is there. Eternally inside of me, doing a new thing, cleaning me up, taking the old things out of the way, taking the things that I cannot see. He's doing something. He's stirring something up in the mix so a change can come place. Number five, the safety. When you are in a place of security and not bothered about what other people are doing or saying, your mind is strictly fixed on your father's business. Let me tell you all something. Over them 20 years, Jacob had to truly go through some things. Jacob had to be a changed man. When Jacob sent his people, all of his people before him to make peace with his brother, he had no clue what was coming before him. But he continued to move on. Because Jacob continued to move on to get back to the place where he was supposed to be. And in the midst of that move, his name changed. That's why I say a change is coming. I don't know what God is getting ready to change in life, but I know that he had a name change for Jacob. Jacob's name went into Israel. When you do your Bible studies, you will see what that name truly meant. When I sit and say you today, just as God did some changing to Jacob, God can do some changing to you. How you know, evangelist? Because I'm going to tell you, God then did some mighty change to me. And during my time, every time I step up a little bit higher, Satan and his sons, and they try to knock me back down. But I thank God for my intercessors. I thank God for those that's keeping me up in prayer, that's still and telling me, nope, don't you let that sickness beat you down. Don't you hold your head up. You continue to walk high. You continue to be in a place, because I'm going to tell y'all something, ADM. I'm telling you, Africa, Asia, wherever you at, I'm looking for the change in my life. And I'm sitting and telling you, God put stories, he put biblical stories in our lives to show us that what he did on yesterday, he can do today. How many of you are willing to get into an entanglement with God and hold on to him until he blesses you? The overflow is here. I'm telling you, put all that other stuff. Go ahead, submit. Put these five components together. Put yourself in a place where you say, Lord, I'm ready for a change. Lord, here I am. Lord, use me, Father. Clean me up, Father, because I'm looking for my cup to be in an overflow situation, Lord Jesus. I'm not trying to come halfway, Father God. I'm not trying to come, Lord Jesus, on empty, Lord, but I'm looking for that overflow. I want everything to spill over, Lord. If you got to change my name, Lord Jesus. If you got to change my walk, change my walk. If you got to change my talk, change my talk, Lord Jesus. I'm sitting and letting you know, Lord, I'm in an entanglement with you, Lord Jesus, and I'm not giving any apologies, Father God. I'm not sitting and going to tell you, Father God, that I don't want to be in an entanglement with you, Father God. I'm going to keep holding on to you, Lord Jesus, until you bless me. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I will sit and tell you, you better pick your head up. Stop looking around and worrying about what the crowd said. I don't care if it's your husband. I don't care if it's your wife. I don't care who it is, your children. You need to be in a place where you are in an entanglement with Lord, with God, and you're letting him know, Father, I've held on long enough. Jacob held on. Jacob 20. 20 years had and came to wet place. Jacob was not willing to allow another 20 years. Well, I'm going to tell you now, I'm not willing to let another month go by, another day go by. Lord, I'm going to hold on to you. I'm going to remain into that entanglement, Lord Jesus, until you bless me. I decree and declare on today that some of you take that shame off of your life. Some of you sit and remove all of the guilt that you got going on. Turn it on over to God. Get yourself in a personal, intimate and an intimate relationship with God and get entangled with him and have no apologies, because in that entanglement, you're going to see a change. That change is you will be set apart. You will be put into a place of sanctification so you can present yourself as a living sacrifice unto the Lord. Sending it back over to you, Apostle. Hallelujah. Y'all better stop. Stop living for the world and start living for God. Stop sitting there worrying about what everybody, the naysayers and everybody else got to say, because only God can change you. Only God can change your name. Only God can change your speech. And your walk, in your talk. I sit and tell you on today, get into the entanglement. Get into the right entanglement, the entanglement with God, with no apologies, in the name of Jesus.
God bless you all. Thank evangelist. Amen. What a awesome word. God bless you all. Listen, if y'all ain't been blessed today, I don't know what to tell you, but I truly believe that many of you all have been blessed. Many of you all are so thankful. It's just a blessing. Amen. You just got a double whammy today. Amen. You should be full. Your cup should be running over. It should be just doing great. Amen. So we just thank God for the evangelist, amen, just giving that word. And we just thank God for each and every one of you tuning in. Listen, don't give up. You know, I really love this time that we're in. And many people are like, well, you know what? I wish this can be together. You know, I want to share this with you all. I want to put this in your back pocket. Once you get to the place to where you need people to keep you going, you motivated, you are in a desperate place to be hurt. Why? The Bible you must speak of say not depends on the arm of flesh. Love where all the people to really look for the source of the Lord a strength. And when they come to settings, when you all come to settings like this with Pastor, all it does put icing on the top of what you already have. Amen. Because you should be pulling your strength from the Lord. Your strength coming from different areas that God has put. And I love it because you developing your own walk with Him. That's the blessing part about it. And that's the reward for me as a servant of God, that God is going to bless His own. Because we need people to depend on Him, not what man can also do for people. Amen. Keep walking. Keep praising Him, thanking Him. Don't give up. Remember, the overflow is in your life. God is doing it above all. God bless you all. We love you. We'll see you in the morning. God bless all of you.